The Morse Code Telemetry Encoder System, or TLM, was designed and fabricated by John Good, W5CAY. The little box used fixed logic comprised of 34 ICs and one op-amp for the AD converter. Using CMOS components was amazingly efficient. It only required 2 milliamps of current at 10 volt DC. There were 24 analog input channels that were organized in 4 columns and 6 rows. They were divided into current, voltage, and temperature channels. All were scaled to a 1 volt full-scale input. The encoder produced decimal values and was organized into 2 Morse code characters between 0 and 99. The first number of each word was a digit giving the row number of the datum. This reduced ambiguity of where in the frame the encoder was. This was to handle a student missing a bit. There you had it. AO7 was already providing teachers and those interested in what is happening to the spacecraft with real-time data. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In Radio Sport this week, more great contests on November 28th, the RSGB 80-meter Autumn Series at CW. On November 29th, there are 3 contests, the NCC FT4 Sprint Digital, the weekly RTTY test, that's digital, and the NCC Sprint, that is CW. November 3rd is the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW, and also on December 3rd, the Worldwide Sideband Activity Contest, that's phone, and on December 4th, the phone weekly test, that is phone. Coming Section State and Division Conventions, December 13th through the 14th, it's the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 4th, Ham Radio University, sponsoring the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. And on January 10th through the 11th, 2025, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention, that's in Fort Myers, Florida.